Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Caitlin talking 2021 in just a moment.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week and avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
The inaugural Cattlemen's Congress underway at the OKC Fairgrounds this month, and some of the big sales coming up. The Basis Loaded Elite Angus Sale happening Wednesday afternoon, 5 p.m. at Heritage Place in Oklahoma City. The 19th Annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, Thursday, January 7th. And the 82nd Annual National Angus Bull Sale happening Friday, January 8th at 1 p.m. For more details and links to the sale books, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the auction tab on the left-hand side of any page. 2020 was not for the faint-hearted, that's for sure. 2021 has its challenges of its own, though. Caitlin McCulloch, director of the Livestock Market Information Center, says we continue to face pandemic challenges here in the new year.
We're characterizing 2021 as a different kind of uncertainty, and important to the beef sector, travel and dining are still nowhere close to normal. And one of the measures we look at is the website Open Table does a state of the industry update where they provide restaurant data based on their users. And they're reporting restaurant guests are still down 60% last week. And that's a significant headwind for the beef industry moving forward. And until that part of the demand, the beef demand complex perks up, it may be difficult to match cattle supply with demand from a timing perspective. Because I mean, as I mentioned, you know, we've cattle on feed is over a year ago, and yet you still have a significant portion of that beef demand complex in travel and dining out that are really not quite there. But on a positive note, retail sales have continued to be very strong. LMIC calculates a beef demand index at the retail level, which showed the third quarter was stronger than the last 2 years. But still, for demand to move higher, the timing of some of this will be critical and how we are seeing beef production supplies moving forward. One thing that I'd also like to highlight is, again, last year we didn't know it was coming in terms of slaughter disruption. We've managed to avoid slaughter plant slowdowns for the most part in the last half of 2020, and I'd expect those type of disruptions to largely be behind us.
And Caitlin says when you look back to 2019 and 2020, a pair of extreme events rocked the beef industry. The hope is 2021 won't deal us yet another.
The cattle industry has already dealt with two black swan events in the last 2 years related to the Holcomb, Kansas fire in 2019 and then obviously COVID-19 in 2020. Those aren't things you can predict, but they're also not normal. So we're thinking 2021 might not be a typical year, but for us to have a third black swan event would be a very big anomaly. I would expect COVID-19 to still have some lingering effects in terms of lower slaughter abilities moving forward. If those PPE restrictions still are in place, or we still continue to see labor shortages that are affecting those levels. And the demand side is really what we're thinking isn't going to pick back up until the second half of 2021 at this point.
So, Caitlin, what are you thinking about as far as price outlook for our cattle producers here in 2021?
From a price forecasting standpoint, we're expecting that the five-year fed cattle prices on average will be about 7% higher on an annual average basis in 2021. The first half of 2021 on the futures board is currently about within our ranges for the first and second quarter, but we're expecting a fairly strong fourth quarter as well. That third quarter is probably the most at risk. We think that'll probably be below break evens for the feedlot sector, and you could see some weakness there. On the feeder cattle price side of things, in the first quarter is expected to be pretty similar to 2020 for 700 to 800 pound animals. And the upward mobility for those prices, as we've talked about, is going to be hampered by those escalating feed costs and where those sort out. However, the next U.S. corn crop is expected to be large, which should heighten the interest for feeder cattle in the second half of 2021. So as the growing season progresses here through the summer and fall, we're expecting those feeder cattle prices to improve pretty significantly. Steer calf prices are expected to gain about 5% year over year, with the bulk of the appreciation also happening in the second half of 2021. and possibly a better way to frame all of these prices is that we're expecting them to be more similar to the 2018 annual averages. And so we're currently predicting about even to slightly higher than those 2018 levels, if you think back to what those looked like. Exports, the pandemic, drought, and other factors obviously will affect these outcomes, but they're really predicated on a beef cow herd that's going to continue to decline in 2021, which is going to further shorten cow supplies in 2022. And so from a total production standpoint, we're expecting slaughter levels to be slightly below 2020 numbers, which will lead to a drop in beef production about 1% in 2021.
Director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Caitlin McCulloch. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their annual Bell Ringer sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 142,000 head of cattle can sign. It's happening live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City in conjunction with the Cattlemen's Congress. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call Superior 1-800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.